to spend some time with my friend of long time, Jordan Maxwell. Hello, Jordan. Let's see how you sound tonight.
Yes. Let's see what I do. Let's see how I sound. How am I doing right now?
You sound good. Better than the last three times. No, this is good audio now.
Good. Okay, because I completely shut down my computer and started all over again. Uh-huh. And so I was kind of hoping that that would help it, and I guess it did. So
it did. Oh, no.
Good.
You sound, how does the song go? Younger than springtime.
Yeah, I wish I felt that. I feel old as winter.
Is it true that you were out on the street corner today with a sign that on the front said Trump 2020 and below that Hillary 2020, but on the flip side it said it doesn't matter? Is that what you were doing today?
Yeah, I know, and I kind of feel the same way, because I know that the powers that be on this planet are so well entrenched and so well protected that there's never going to be a time when we humans will ever get a complete understanding of the governmental system that guides the destiny of the human race. I do think, though, that there is coming, I feel toward the end of this year, mm-hmm. I think there's going to be some serious problems in America. By the end of this year, I'm looking at October or November for a really tragic situation in America where there very well could be some kind of a civil war. And I really feel that because I'm looking at the astrological implications for the whole world. And I am seeing that in September, late September, the entire Earth moves into the constellation of Scorpio, which is a scorpion, deadly. And Mars is involved in Scorpio. So now we're talking about the god of war, and Scorpio is deadly. And I'm looking at the possibility of a deadly war going on in America and in the world generally.
Look at Virginia. I mean, if they're not setting it up right now, I don't know what they're doing. There are over 400 cities and towns and counties in the state of Virginia now that have gone against the Bolshevik communists who are now going to take over and run that state, and the legislature and their communist governor, Northam, and they are declaring themselves and have declared themselves gun safety, Second Amendment cities, towns, and counties. Now, Governor Northam, because of the upcoming Second Amendment demonstration that's scheduled for the Capitol, has said no guns are going to be allowed in the Capitol city. I think it's January 25th. I think that's when it's coming, or the 20th. It's soon. So Virginia is going to be, all eyes are on Virginia. As Virginia goes, so will many other states, as this division between constitutional law and, well, let's be honest, dictatorial oligarchical law. That's what we're facing.
That's right. We're facing the collapse of civilization on the earth, because if this monstrosity we call the democratic, which I would remind you that all of the communist countries back in the 40s and 50s, if you go back to the 40s and 50s and look at the communist countries that were taken over by the Soviet Union, they were all officially referred to as the People's Democratic Republic. The People's Democratic Republic of China, the People's Democratic Republic of Cuba, the People's Democratic Republic of this, of that. Mm-hmm. It's always the People's Democratic Republic. And so democratic
label game.
A, was just a catchphrase for the people's communist overthrow of government and the overthrow of the governments of this world, and they become known as the People's Democratic Republic. Right. Communism is the epitome of democracy. And so when I hear the word democracy, I translate it correctly in my mind to mean the Marxist-Leninist Soviet communist system. And, gotcha. And we have been allowing that kind of crap to go on in our universities, our schools, our religions, our institutions of government. Marxist-Leninism, communism has been moving along quite well until now. It pretty much dominates the United States of America. We're no longer a free country. We are heading for a pure communist, Soviet communist takeover. And if you go back to, which I have shown you, I think, you go back to the Soviet Union's National Coat of Arms. On the National Coat of Arms of the Soviet Union, it's on my website, you will see the official seal for the coat of arms for the Soviet Union. And it shows the sun rising behind the earth with the hammer and sickle. And it says the caption beneath it says, mm-hmm. The sun rises on a dawn of a new day. For civilization on the earth, the dawn of a new day is a code word for the Jesuit Marxist-Leninist Soviet communist takeover of the world. The dawn of a new day. Go back
and remember
research.
What Obama's logo was. Remember, it was the dawn of a new day, the sunbeams and all that. Same thing. Out and out, just, Bolshevik communism.
That's it. That's exactly
now,
right.
And
Hillary,
go ahead,
when she was running for president, Hillary's button, she was passing around the little button for Hillary running for president was the dawn of a new day for America. So
what a coincidence.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And I'm just amazed at how much people don't see. They're looking right at it, and they don't know what they're seeing. They have no idea in the world what the symbols mean.
No.
Hillary Clinton and Obama had B.O., Barack Obama, And Barack Obama, his symbol for his administration was the dawn of a new day. Go look at it on the web and look at that term, dawn of a new day, and go to the image, and you will see that image all over the world on communist countries. So under Obama and under Hillary, we were looking for a full-fledged communist takeover of America. And all of the poor young people, the scripture says in the Old Testament, where there is no vision, the people perish. Another scripture says, where there is no vision, the people go wild. And then when I see the people on the street celebrating Obama becoming president, that reminds me of the scripture, where there is no vision, the people perish.
If I might suggest.
People are dying. Say it again.
If I might suggest that when I watch any clips from these Trump rallies, wherein two-thirds of the people have said quite clearly that there's absolutely nothing he could ever do that would cause us to stop supporting him, and watch them cheering and roaring their approval at their own doom, it's sickening. It's a cult. It's a cult.
That's exactly what it is, a cult. Not occult, but a cult.
Yeah.
And I was thinking today, it occurred to me this morning, that the entire human race is a cult. We humans are involved in all kinds of sign-ups, and we join this group or join that group or this church or that religion.
Absolutely.
Cult members, all of us. And it's just incredible how easy, humans will join into whatever they think is the fashion of the day. Everybody,
well, you and I are in a cult, the cult of the individual. I'll be in that one. That's okay.
Yeah, I don't mind. I like the cult of intelligence.
That too.
Yeah, and so.
Hey, are you ready? I got to spring this on you. You ready?
Oh, okay. I'm happily.
Finish your thought if you got more. Go ahead. I can.
No, I'm sitting
right,
down. I can deal with
it. We're talking communism here, Bolshevism, Marxism, socialism, progressivism. That's the new term. They're progressives. No, they're communists. Good. Communists. Understand that. Here are a few headlines from the news block I just uploaded about an hour and a half ago. And I'm just going to read the headlines. Here's the first one. This is a kicker. We all know about vaccines now. Those of you out there who have been following this, Jordan knows. Vaccines are all about control. The horrible ingredients in these things are just awful. Here, human sterilization agent found and isolated in tetanus vaccine.
Well, isn't that special?
What a shock. So mass sterilization through vaccination. We've been saying that forever. And there it is.
Years.
Human sterilization agent found in tetanus vaccine. Okay?
Yep.
So you want your kids to reproduce? Don't get them vaccinated. If you have to move to another state where you have an exemption formula, go move. Here's another one. Boy Scout organization, the entire thing, is a magnet for tens of thousands of pedophiles, says lawsuit that has been filed. You think?
Well, who would have ever
really
thought?
Think? Oh.
Who would have ever thought?
No, never. Here's another one. I put this in the front. Communist agenda. All right, here's the headline. California eighth graders. Now, these are what, 13, 14-year-old kids?
Yeah.
Being taught anal sex, bondage, and sex involving blood in their sex ed classes. This is in communist California. You want to have a happy child? Move to California. Wait and see. Here's another one. California's new communist sex ed regime is even worse than you can imagine. You know, read that one. They're up there for you. Here's another funny one. Alec Baldwin, who plays Trump on Saturday Night Live, blames Trump supporters for a near moral collapse in the U.S. Well, Alec, I'm sorry to tell you, but the reverse is true. It's a primary goal and program of the left liberal communists in this country to destroy the morals of America. That's been in the congressional record going back to 1963.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's another one. School district seeks to censor parents on social media in the community. So it just goes on and on and on. It's not going to stop. Okay,
well,
we are being targeted and taken down.
Too.
Yeah.
What about our, what we call social media?
Oh,
the USSR was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Yeah.
Socialists. So today we have all of our social media, which is communism, collecting all of us up together in one place.
Collectivism. Collectivist.
Absolutely.
All the same thing. That's what it is. Socialism.
And so
social.
when the government decides, when the SS and the Gestapo decide that they need to do something about you because you're talking about all that nonsense crap about freedom and liberty and justice for all, got to get rid of that. Well, all they have to do is go to the social networks. And they will see what you look like, where you live. You've given them your blood type and what you live, where you live, and your address and your phone number. They'll know exactly who you are, where you are. And then they'll know all of your friends because that's on the social networks. And so what you're doing,
what you bought at the store today, what you're going to do tomorrow night, what you did last night, who's cheating on whom, blah,
precisely,
blah, blah.
Precisely.
Unbelievable. Exactly. Unbelievable.
And they'll know where you are because you told them. And they got some beautiful color pictures of you. So they'll know what you look like when they come to your home.
See, we're chipped already, Jordan. And this was a stroke of brilliance. The chips aren't injected under the skin. The chip is being held in the hand of the smartphone user. There's the chip. Tracks you, listens to you, follows you, records you, takes your picture, whatever. That's your chip. You're voluntarily holding it in your hand. You are chipped. And now with 5G, you're in even deeper trouble.
You're even a bigger chip. And
chump.
But the people love this for some reason
or another, the addiction.
They love this idea.
It's an addiction.
The technology. They love being part of this whole genre, which is now taking over the entire world with the Chinese credit system.
Social credit.
Social credit system, which is absolutely outrageous. And so I have to say that I look forward to quietly leaving this world because I know what's coming and I really don't want to see it. I don't want to be a part of it. But I tell you what I've been feeling here in the past couple of weeks, Jeff. I have felt more that somewhere along the line, Americans are going to be faced with having to fight actually an enemy. And somewhere along the line, it's going to involve some kind of an uprising in the streets of America to defend the Constitution of this country and to defend the freedoms that we have lived with. Somewhere along the line, we're going to have to take it to the streets because somewhere along the line, we're going to be pushed into a concentration camp and there's nothing we can do about it because the people are so ignorant, ill-informed, and unread. And you think it's bad in California, you should see what's going on in Arizona where I live.
I live in Flagstaff, Arizona. Yeah.
We just had a massive, massive uprising in education, and it was called Red for Ed. Go on the web, and you can see thousands of people in the street wearing red shirts, red hats, red clothing, and it was called Reds for Ed. Red for Ed.
Really?
Red is a color for communism.
I know.
There's a little Mickey Mouse place like Arizona.
In conservative little rural Arizona, you got a communist, and the people are actually identifying and calling themselves Reds.
That's right. It's called Red for Ed. Go on the web and type it in, and you'll see. Go to.
I'll get it.
Image. Go to image. Type in Red for Ed, and it will show you thousands and thousands of people in the streets in Phoenix, with red.
Oh my! Oh my! Oh, these are communists! Oh my! And most of them couldn't even define communism if you asked them. Oh,
they have no idea the world what's going on.
Oh my!
I think it was Lenin said that the people will be useless. They're useful idiots. The people of communism are useful idiots, meaning we can get them to parade themselves out in the street and join all the social networks and join the Red Brigade and the Red Revolutionary People's Movement in America. Why? Because they're ignorant. Ill-informed, unread, dim-witted, and ignorant people.
That's amazing.
That's what Lydian said. Yeah. Lydian said the people will mold themselves, they'll mold themselves to our hands, and we will be able to direct them until one day they wake up and find out it's over for America. It's finished. There will be no more of that nonsensical crap that's been spread by America around the world with freedom and liberty and justice and honor and all of that kind of stuff and respect and honor and decency. It's gone. It's over. We're now living in a communistic state where we can sell our bodies, sell our children, rape, plunder, and make a quick buck off of human parts. And it's just going to be an extraordinary experience that when the people of this country wake up and find out who's really running this country and where it is heading, where is our destiny going? And we are there now. We're already at the edge of civilization right now. We're losing everything. I've said this before. We've lost our jobs. We've lost our money. We've lost our religions. We've lost our philosophies. The only thing left to lose now is our minds. So now we're watching the whole of America losing its mind. We're going to see more and more crimes, more and more destitution, people unemployed, no money, no food. It's going to be a one hell of a situation, and we're going to have to deal with it. Somewhere along the line, Americans are going to have to step up and deal with what's coming.
Now, they're not all going to roll over. They're going to stand up at some point. When? I don't know. I think it may be coming sooner than we think. I'm looking at this picture now of tens of thousands of these red-shirted Bolsheviks marching down the street in Phoenix.
And the problem is they have no concept in their mind about what they're doing. All they know is everybody else is doing it, so I'm going to be a good citizen. I'm going to put on the red swastika or the hammer and sickle, and I'll go out there, and I'll join my fellow man, my fellow citizens in Arizona, never realizing you're joining the Communist Party, airhead. My God, people are ignorant and ill-informed. I don't know what to do, but I'm just sitting and watching it happen. I've been studying this stuff for some 60 years, and now it's finally hit. It's finally here.
You know, Jordan, there's no going back. You cannot re-educate these people and bring them up with any semblance of wisdom. It's not going to happen. They're gone.
Not ever. Ever. It's over for them. It's over. You can't teach these people anything.
Red for Ed. Now that means, just so you know, red for education is what they're talking about.
Yeah, red
education.
For Ed.
It's not a candidate named Ed.
Communists for education. Our educational system.
They want more money for education, is what they want.
Yeah.
20% salary increase. And as long as I can remember, Jordan, you say the same thing. More money for education has produced nothing but more conformity, stupidity, and ignorance. That's more money for education.
All the money is for. And you can just keep pumping money into it until finally you're blue in the face and you're broke. And you're going to find out the whole nation of the United States of America has an IQ of 40. It's over. We have no ability to think, to reason, to study, to research anything. I've been doing, and this is what really bothers me, is the fact that I realized back in 1959, some 59 years ago, that if I were going to do what I wanted to do with my life, I was going to have to educate myself. I knew nobody's going to do it for me. I've got to do it myself. And so for 59 years, I have been studying the world of the occult and watching the symbols and the emblems, the words that are used. Until now today, I see it so clearly. And now today, it's in your face. And I'm afraid there's nothing we can do about it. Ultimately, we're going to be forced into fighting for our freedom. And believe me, it's going to be a nasty situation. I have been told by people who know. I have a dear friend who reads the astrological charts the way Nostradamus did it. Uh-huh. It's a particular system in which Nostradamus was so incredibly accurate. And so I have a friend that does the Nostradamus reading of the stars the way Nostradamus did it. There are people who know how to do that. And he tells the whole world is going to be under Scorpio.
Okay, that's what he told you.
Yep, he said the entire Earth is going to be under Scorpio, and he said, and Mars is going to be involved, so Mars is the god of war, and scorpions are deadly. Mm-hmm. And he said, but this is interesting, he said, but it's also interesting that Donald Trump's birthday has the same identical configuration of stars that the whole Earth does in October of this year. Donald Trump is also going to be involved in something that's going to be very, very bad. It's going to be a scorpion war, and he's going to be involved directly in it. And so I know and I can see what my friend is talking about, and I realize the implication is we're all going to be involved in this, the whole world. And so the whole concept of a world war is perfectly understandable to me. I can see it coming because all over the world, there are good people who know what's going on and they see it. And they are doing nothing about it right now. They're trying to educate themselves and stay alive. But I believe somewhere along the line, the bullies are going to push you into a corner where you're going to have to come out and do something.
And people have gotten off the fence. They've gotten down on one side or the other. They've come down on the side of the brainwashed, programmed zombies, or they're on the side that we're on, trying to find out what reality has been turned into. And believe it, reality is constantly being engineered. 7-point loss of American baseline IQ points per generation since World War II. We are two generations, so 14 points. I have another story up here. Toxic chemicals, they found out now these chemicals that they put in like children's pajamas and stuff. Toxic chemicals have robbed American children of over 160 million IQ points between 2001 and 2000.
And these are the children that are going to grow up.
The leaders of tomorrow.
And they will be the leaders of the world tomorrow.
The millennial, brainless, brain-dead, zombie leaders of tomorrow. 160 million IQ points lost just by virtue of the chemicals, flame retardants, pesticides. Now we can talk about 5G and the electromagnetic ionizing radiation that is constantly degrading the nervous system, the brain function, the potential of all of our children, all of us, period.
Yep.
But children are more vulnerable to it. They're young.
Of course they
are. Not physiologically strong enough. So it's everything you say is correct. It's bad.
Very,
and it's all
very,
being
very
done
sad.
By design. That's the most morbid part of it. It's being done by design. Nothing is left to chance.
No doubt about it. And so as I said, I believe that somewhere we're going to have to actually do something about this, because either that or you're going to prison and you're going to die in a world of stupidity and ignorance.
That's right.
And
that's
remember right. that these people, this massive amounts of millions of people who have bought into the Soviet communist line, the useful idiots are going to be the people you're going to meet every day in your governmental system. When you go to courts, the judges, the police, the sheriff, they're all been taught the Marxist communist line. The people you're going to meet when you take your children to school, they're going to be the ones who are bought into the Marxist line. And it reminds me of the movies back in the 1950s, the Body Snatchers.
Oh, what a fabulous harbinger of the future.
God, yes. with what's his name? Dennis. I can't remember his last name.
Kevin, Kerwin Matthews. Kerwin Matthews, I think. Anyway, I'll figure
Kevin,
it out.
Yeah. But the idea is that they can't take you over unless you go to sleep. What's that telling you? Unless you go back to sleep and play stupid and go back to bed and play stupid and go back to sleep, now they've got you because your whole life is going to be wrapped up in a
Kevin McCarthy.
Consciousness. Kevin McCarthy, right. And so I'm just seeing this. I knew it was coming. I've been looking at it for some 60 years, and I knew it was coming, but now it's frightening to me because I know we're being pushed into a corner, and those who care about the freedom, those who care about our country and what's going to happen, are going to be forced to do something about it. And I don't know what that's going to be. All I know is it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be some kind of little negotiation and we all back off and negotiate. No. There's no negotiating with tyranny.
The polarization of this public, this culture, is astounding.
Oh, God.
People just, there's no middle ground.
No doubt about it.
Here's another communist judge. This is in a U.S. federal court. Get this one. A U.S. federal court communist judge has ruled that if you don't understand police orders, the cops now are fully empowered to determine that you are resisting them. And they can use tasers, chokeholds, anything they want on you. Oklahoma federal court rules cops can taser and choke you because you're having trouble understanding their orders. That's called resistance. And resistance is to be dealt with immediately, physically, and violently by the police. So the courts are empowering the cops. You don't understand what's being... You're done. You could die. Tasers kill people all the time. Chokeholds kill people all the time. So you better understand what these and there are some good men and women in law enforcement out there. We get that. We know that. But believe it, there are a lot of them who aren't. And we're in trouble when judges
don't. These people who aren't are just robotic. And what's the word? That they're pushing now in Hollywood that you are a zombie.
Yeah. Well, the cops now have they're gods, Jordan. They have the power of life and death. What more godlike power could you give somebody? The power of life and death over someone. Think about it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to be speaking at a conference that's probably going to be my last and final public presentation. I don't even know if I can even muster up enough energy to get there. But I'm supposed to be speaking next month on the 15th to the 22nd. And it's on my website. Go on my website to Jordan Maxwell Show, S-H-O-W.
Don't forget the show. Jordan Maxwell
Show. And the reason why is because so many people are using my name on the web because people react to my name, and I'm known so well around the world for what I do that other people are using my name to sell my product and make themselves a lot of money off of me. And so if it's a website out there with my name on it, Jordan Maxwell, but it's not Jordan Maxwell's show. It's not mine. My website is Jordan Maxwell's show, and go on it, and you will see the advertisement of where I'm going to be speaking in Laughlin, Nevada, which is about 60 miles.
Oh, you're going to Laughlin. Yeah.
It's about 60 miles south of Las Vegas on the Colorado right. River, and I'm going to be there on the 15th to the 22nd, and I'm doing a couple of hour video presentation. I'm going to be doing a lecture on the World Revolutionary Movement and who is really behind the overthrow of the human race, and who's doing it, and how are they doing it, and why, and what the symbols are. It's going to be an extraordinary expose, and it's going to be the culmination of my life's work, because I've been looking at this for some 60 years, and I've got everything I have ever found about this in my research. I'm putting it into this this presentation, which you call a keynote presentation. It's going to be a keynote presentation, a slide presentation, showing you the pictures of what's actually going on in America and who's doing it and what the symbols mean. And for the first time, people are going to see it's already too late. You're not going to be able to fight against it, because you'll be, as you said, the cops have the ability to do whatever they want. They don't have any law. There is no law. They do whatever they please to do.
They don't like the way you look at them. They'll just say, he's resisting, and that'll be the
right.
end.
Exactly. And so somewhere along the line, the human family are going to have to start, do something to confront this evil, demonic depravity we call the People's Democratic Republic of Marxist-Leninist communism. And I'm just amazed at how overwhelmingly obvious everything is if you know what to look for. If you care about it and you do some research, it's overwhelming in your face. But if you don't care, then you're not interested, then you're never going to see it until it's way too late. And then you're going to feel it. And boy, I can see it coming. And that's why I've given my life. And I have suffered terribly because of it, but I am happy that at least I had the good sense to study the world in which I live, and I realize what's coming, and I can see it so clearly, and I want to do this presentation on this subject. It's called the World Revolution Movement. There is a world movement behind the scenes that's being orchestrated, financed, and led. And so the whole human race is being orchestrated into some sort of a concentration camp lifestyle that we're going to be going into very soon. And it's already here. You can see it happening right in front of you. And the young people today have no idea in the world what's going on. They're not being taught. Their elders don't know. Their parents can't teach them because the parents don't know. The grandparents didn't know. The great-grandparents didn't know. It seems as though nobody seems to give a damn about what's going on enough to even look at it. I mean, people like myself had to pay a terrible price to go out publicly and talking about this. And losing everything, being robbed and left for dead, and losing everything because I'm talking about something that's not supposed to be given to the public, and you will pay a terrible price for it, which I have. But I'm just warning you, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to see something happening in this country where the people are going to be required to rise up and do something about it, and that don't look to your political system, because it's not going to change. It's not going to help anything. Your political system is a Marxist-Leninist Soviet communist system. And they don't mind telling you up front that that's what we're doing here. We're here to bring about the dawn of a new day. Well, go look at that symbol on the web, and you will see it's a
new
used all
world
over the
order.
World.
The new world order.
Yep.
George Herbert Walker order. W. Bush. One of Bernie Sanders' campaign organizers was caught by Project Veritas. James O'Keefe just keeps doing great things. On hidden camera, talking to this guy. He's an Iowa field organizer for Sanders. And this guy said that free education policies will teach you how not to be a blanking Nazi. He said that Trump supporters need to be put in camps and re-educated.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
The re-educational camps I know all about.
It's all communism. He said, the guy's name is Jurek, last name J-U-R-E-K. He suggested that the use of gulags for re-education of Trump supporters was a good thing, and he praised political labor camps. He praised political labor camps and gulags. He said, gulags have been misunderstood and were actually a whole lot better than described, noting that people were paid a living wage and allowed conjugal visits. There's a reason Joseph Stalin had gulags, right? Actually, yep. Gulags were a lot better than what the CIA has told us they were. This is what the guy said. This is Bernie Sanders, a lifelong communist, of course. No surprise. But it's getting to the point where it's not... You really have to shut your eyes and scream not to see or hear the communist threat that is moving to take over this country now. It's right there. Right
it's
there.
It's right on time, too. They have the people in their hand. The people of America will go along to do whatever they're told to do because it's a thing to do. Follow your fellow citizens in your city and do whatever they whatever they're doing, whatever little right. nice little what Martin Luther King called the niceties of complexity. Whatever they're doing, they're having those skits for the children in school to teach them how to be together and how to accept each other and how to teach your children, your little 10-year-olds, about what kind of a sex life you can have in your bedroom. And
they're teaching our 8th-grade children what kind of a sex life they're supposed to have.
Yeah.
I read the headline earlier. Here's another one for you. Illinois becomes the 20th state, Jordan, to force taxpayers to pay the bill for transgender surgery of any of the residents who want it. See what they've done? Yeah. They have smeared the difference between male and female. It's gone now for many people. And they're so confused.
Totally.
Women don't know what they're supposed to be. Men don't know what they're supposed to be. And men now are being fed these phytoestrogens to the point that they're more feminine than a lot of women.
There's no doubt about it. That's exactly what's happening. The destruction of our civilization on the earth. And believe me, I have been looking at this for, as I said, 60 years, and I've got one hell of a presentation I want to do in Laughlin, Nevada, and next month. On the 15th of next month, I'm going to be in Laughlin, Nevada, and I'm going to be showing a 2-hour presentation on all of these things you and I are talking about. Because I've been looking at it for a long time, and I figure it's about time that people wake up and find out what they're really doing in this country and where we're going and what's happening to us. And it's really frightening because I realize I'm not going to be here much longer. At 80 years old, I'm not going to be here much longer. And that's the only upside for me is the fact that I'll be gone. But I've done the best I could to wake people up.
Hold the door open for me, Jordan. Huh? I'll see you.
Well, I appreciate being able to come on your show and your friendship over the many years that we've known each other. And I'm just amazed that we're both still here and both still trying to wake people up. And yeah. I have paid a terrible price to do what I do.
Oh, I know as anyone.
Incredible stuff happens to you. And today, because the communist movement around the world, the collectivist socialist movements around the world are destroying anyone who would stand in their way for total world domination. They will destroy you. They will mock you, will lie about you, will do whatever they can to put you out of commission. And I've learned the hard way that if you want to know something, you know, knowledge is power. And if you want to know something, you're going to pay for it. And the more you want to know about a subject, the more you're going to pay. I mean, if you really want to really know something about a particular subject or science, all right, then you could go to a 4-year at the university. But that's going to cost you some money. It's going to cost you time,
lifetime,
and effort, and money.
Lifetime in debt, student loans for many of them. let me ask all of you out there, go to the site, rents.com, and the little search bar there, just type in two numerals, 2222, and then communist goals, 22 communist goals. These are actual matters of the congressional record. They were read into the congressional record in 1963. It's all there. This communist Bolshevik movement, this Zionist communist Bolshevik movement, has been in the United States a power since the 20s and even before. Zionism in the 1800s, Zionism before that. It is now in the open. It's communism. Don't fall for any other explanation. That's what it is. I'm calling
it
exactly
what
it is.
No doubt. And boy, when you find out what the word Zion actually comes from. The word Zion, when you use that word Zion, most Jewish people on the earth have no idea in the world of the implications of that word, Z-I-O-N, Zion. It's a profoundly well-hidden word that will shock you when you find out what it means. And I'm telling you, you need to wake up and start. If nothing else, people tell me all the time, Jordan, where do I start? There's so much to know. Where do I begin? I just simply tell them, why don't you begin where I did? Go on my website. Go to Jordan Maxwell Show and join my research website. It's a one-time donation to a website, and it's a lifetime subscription.
Membership.
Go on my website to Jordan Maxwell Show and join my research website. There I'm putting all of the documents and pictures and charts showing you what's happened in America to religions, to churches, to government, to banking. It's all there on my research website. Go to Jordan Maxwell Show and join my research website. That's a place to start because I am putting out the documents and links to information that you don't even know exists. It's out there, but you don't know where to look. You don't know anything about it. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm putting it on my research website. You just click on it and see the different subjects and click on that subject, and it will take you to documents you've never heard of, you didn't know existed, and it's pretty severe stuff. And then you'll see what I'm talking about, how we are in trouble because we don't know what's going on.
Now, Jordan Maxwell Show, don't forget it, jordanmaxwellshow.com. Join his research society. Do look for those. Just go to the Rents search bar, 22 communist goals. This is congressional record, 1963. Here's number two, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Number three, gain control of all student newspapers. Number four, use student demonstrations to foment public protests. Number five, infiltrate the press, get control. Number six, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Number eight, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship. See how they tear it all down? It's all there. 22 communist goals. Just go look at it. Print them out. Pass them around. JordanMaxwellShow.com and join Jordan's Research Society.
Yes, because I'm telling you, I have put my life on the line with all of this material for so many years. It's all there. All you have to do is just go and join the Research Society and look at the different parts to that Research Society.
Right.
And one of the most important ones, one of the most important places on my Research Society is interesting articles. You will see a place that says interesting article. Click on that and read some of the stuff that will blow your mind. Material you've never heard of before, laws and regulations and governmental systems happening in America you've never heard of before. You didn't know it even existed. It's all there. If you really want to know, go on my Research Society website. And it's, and again, I have to say this again, that somewhere along the line, I believe Americans are going to have to do something to confront the enemy. And that this is what's amazing is Americans don't realize that there are enemies
walking among us all over the place.
Yep.
Here's a couple more quickies. Communist goals: break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Number 10, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. All right, you get it? This is a long time in coming. Communism, it's here now, it's out in the open. They can call themselves socialists, leftists, progressives. That's the new little buzzword for them. But they're Bolshevik, Zionist, communists. That's what they are. Jordan, we'll talk again soon. Before you go to Laughlin, I want to have you on and promote that again. So thanks for the time tonight, as always, my friend. And take good care, huh?
Jeff, I appreciate your friendship so very much, and I thank you for allowing me to be on. And I feel so very sorry for my country, and I want to do so much for it. And the best I can do is put the information on my website. So for sure, everyone hearing, go on my website, Jordan Maxwell Show, and join my research website. You will be startled how much material is on there. You've never heard of before. You've never seen it. All the pictures and documents and everything's there. There's no way for you to misunderstand. I'm trying to make it very clearly understandable to everyone.
It's
a treasure. We are in serious trouble.
It is. All right, my friend. I'll talk to you soon, Jordan. Thanks. Thanks
very
much.
Bye-bye.
Jordan Maxwell. Okay, back with you tomorrow night. Thanks for being here. Talk soon.